Very good morning to you all. I'm just going to rearrange the stage a little bit. I'll get that married, don't worry. How are we all today? For those that don't know me, my name's Andy. I'm the operations director here at the church. And in just 3 weeks' time, I'm also starting training for ordination, which is very exciting, which might lead to one day that I'll be a vicar. It's quite a long process. It's been taking about 2 years already. But isn't it great to have all the church family here together with all the children as well? Now, for anyone that's worked with children, teachers aren't allowed to do this, but anyone that's worked with children before know that there's two things to help keep them engaged. One is messiness and the other is sweets. Now, last week, Rich had a big bucket of gunge up here on the stage. So who can guess what we've got this week? Some sweets! So anyone that's a child, can you join me if you'd like a sweet down at the front? Now, just to manage expectations, the sweets don't come at the start. They'll come... You've got to work for your sweets. There's no such thing as a free lunch. What do you think this is? A church or something? Come on. So come forward, grab a seat. If you want to bring a parent, if that is helpful, feel free to do that. Parents, you're not allowed to just drag children down to get a sweet yourself. That doesn't work. Okay. Now, today I have got some good news. Now, who likes getting good news? Sweet. Hands up if you like good news. Yeah?
Sweet.
Children, what's it like when your parents come home and they say, I've got some good news? Doesn't your heart start like thumping, going, what is it? Are we going on holiday or something? Or adults, when you get a message and a friend says, oh, I've got some good news for you. You're like, your mind starts racing. What is it? Have they got engaged? Are they pregnant? What, you know, good news is exciting. Now, today's good news, I've got the message. It's on my t-shirt here. Okay? And this is called the 4 points. And I've also borrowed my son's hat. This is Cameron's hat. It's got the 4 points on it as well. Do you think that looks... Does that make me look better?
No.
No? Does that look dreadful? How about this? How about that? Is that better? This is how Team GB wear their hats in the Olympics. Because, of course, everyone's behind them. Absolutely. They fall off because they're going so fast, Jacob. Now, the 4 points are very simple, okay? Put your hand up if you've ever seen the 4 points before. Adults, are you familiar with the 4 points? Hopefully we're going to get a slide up on the screen, but it's very simple. Basically, the first point is a heart, okay? And that is that God loves me. Now, I need one volunteer, first of all. Put up your hand, first volunteer. Well done, Jake. Come on up. Now, grab a pen, any colour you want. Your challenge, if you move away, I'll put this up on stage. Your challenge is to try and draw a big heart, big enough, so that the person is... I'm going to ask a person in the back row to see if they can decipher it. So a nice big heart, okay? Just like that one. Well done. Okay. Who have we got? Anyone in the back row, can you see what that is? Excellent. You get a prize. Wait there. You get one of them, help yourself. Go and grab that, sit down. Okay. So the heart represents that God loves me, okay? Now it's really important to remember that God doesn't love us because of anything that we've done or anything that we've achieved. God loves us because we're his children, okay? We're his sons and we're his daughters. And that is the heart of why he loves us. And God himself is love. It's a bit hard concept, but God is love, okay? And I quite often hear people say, well, if we have such a loving God, how come there's so much grief in the world and wars and hurt and pain? And simply put, that's because God gives us choices. Now imagine I had 5 different types of sweets, okay? Would you prefer if I gave you the one I wanted to give you, or would you prefer if you had the choice? So hands up if you think you would like me to choose for you? Who would like me to choose the sweet for you? And now put your hands up if you would like to choose the sweet that you would like. Okay, so most of you want it's lovely. You'd have both so you could get two sweets. That's right. It doesn't work that way. So God gives us choices, okay, in how we live our life. But sadly, we quite often make the wrong choice. We make a selfish choice for ourselves. And we don't make this. And when we do that, quite often people get hurt, don't they? Or upset. And we've all done things that are bad or that make others sad. Can you put up your hand if you are perfect? If you've never done anything wrong. Never said, thought, or done anything wrong. Now have a look around the church. Look at all the perfect people with their hands up. There's none, is there? There's none. Because we've all done what the Bible calls sin. We've sinned. We've made bad choices. Okay, and that's what brings us to the second point, the X. So can I have another volunteer? Catherine, do you want to come up? Grab a pen, Catherine. And you need to draw an X, okay? That is, I have sinned, okay? We've all done things our own way. Can anyone in the back row see the symbol there? Put up your hand. Yes, you win a prize. Well done. Grab one of them. It's choice, decisions. There's too many colours. Takes too long. Great. Well done. Go and have a seat. Now, no matter how hard we try, we keep end up sinning, don't we? Every day, we try harder and harder, but it keeps coming back to the same old thing. We keep making mistakes. We keep making the wrong choices, living our own way rather than God's way. And so what does that look like? Well, I need three volunteers now. Charlie, Kane, and I've forgotten your name. Isaac, come on up, Isaac. Now I want you to stand here, okay, three of you there. I'll just move this back a little bit. Cameron's going to help us here. Do you want to come up, Cameron? Actually, Cameron, if you stand over this side, I'm just going to change this. Involve some moving of sticks, and I realize that Joe's keyboard is going to get completely trashed if we do it that way. So Cameron, if you stand there. Now boys, if you stand over here, just behind this line I'm going to put here. Okay. That's it. And the way this game works, this is very simple, let me demonstrate. You have to stand behind the line and just get one of the jelly babies onto your spoon, okay, and bring it back. Now the key safety thing is that we don't swing the sticks about or poke them in other people's eyes. So watch how I do it. I just bring it straight back behind me like that, and I get the sweetie. Okay? Did I nearly poke your eye out, Charlie? Sorry about that. And you're not allowed to drop it. If it drops, you just go and get another one. Okay? Now, you're part of teams, okay? So Isaac's team is the front left-hand side here, okay? So that's this front section and the left-hand side of that first section in the middle, okay? That's Isaac's team. And you've all got to cheer for him. You're cheering for Isaac, okay? You guys. Now, Charlie's team is the front right here and those in the Blake Chapel, okay? You're Charlie's team, you're going to be cheering for him. And a few of you in the right, okay, at the front, okay. Now, Kane's team, you're all at the back, so you shout for Kane, okay? And children, you're shouting for Kane, and you're shouting for Charlie, okay? Now, what? He's giving some tips, Jacob's giving tips. Now, this is going to be the challenge. You've got to try and get three sweets, no practicing yet. Three sweets back to yourself. What are you not going to do? Swing it about, straight back and forward. And the other thing is you've only got 1 minute to do this. So, are we ready? Cameron, you might want to stand a little bit further forward. That's good. You can eat them when they come back, yes. I'll allow that. Are we all ready? You're ready to cheer? On your marks. Get set. Go! Louder, come on, come on. He's got four! Oh! But they all fell off. That's alright, keep going, keep going. Behind the line, boys, behind the line. You got 20 seconds gone. Keep cheering, come on. How many have you got, Charlie? You've had one. Have you got any yet, Keen? Isaac, have you got any yet? Oh, you got 20 seconds left. That's two for Charlie. He's doing well. Oh, Isaac's got one. Three, two, one. Okay, stop there, boys. You did really, really well. You all deserve a sweetie. Take one and grab a seat. Take one more and grab a seat. Did you get two or three? You can do it. That's fine. Take that one off. Okay. Well done. Now, Charlie and Isaac, if you stay there. Best challenge. Can we have that mic on? Now, I want to ask you, if your mouths are not too full stuffed of sweeties, how was that, Charlie? Tell us, how was that?
Great.
Great. And was it quite difficult?
Yes, it was.
And do you think you could, next time, do you think you could do it any kind of faster, or do you think you could do it quicker? Or
I think I might do it a bit better.
You could do it a bit better next time, okay. Now, how did you feel, Isaac, when you finished and I said that was time up?
Happy.
You were happy because?
I got two.
You got two. Okay, and do you think you could have done better?
Yeah, if the others weren't knocking you off my spoon. Okay, so there was
the other people bumping into. And was it? Do you think you could improve next time?
Mm.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, boys. Big round of applause. Give them a seat. Well done, I'll take them. Thank you. Okay. Now, life can be a bit like that. It can be a struggle. It can be a bit frustrating when things don't go our way. We always think we can do a bit better. And I found that in my life, that sometimes I've gone out there and tried to achieve things. And it's been a bit of a battle and a struggle. And the main thing that I've sort of searched for and found wanted in my life really is a sense of approval, okay? Because I've been really, this big question for me is, am I good enough? Okay? And that's driven me to do a lot of things in my life. And just like these guys were working really hard to get their jelly babies, I've worked really hard to try and, you know, earn lots of money or look good and get other people's, you know, praise and approval. And I got sort of pretty good at this. I earned lots of money. I achieved some awesome feats in my life and impressed others. And then I could compare myself to other people and go, actually, I'm doing okay now. I'm doing all right. But even when I did all this and I was reaching the top of mountains, doing well by everyone else's standards, I still found that it didn't satisfy. It's like when Charlie won, okay? He did really well, but he wanted to do better, have another go, have it, you know, get more this time, do it faster. And isn't it the same for all of us? We have this great frustration, like when we want more. When we want more TV, when we want more time on our computer games. And it's not that these things are bad in themselves, but we can never get enough of them. They never fully satisfy us. And even when we get it, when we get our sweets, when we have a whole day of television, when we've got loads of friends, when we've achieved loads of things in life, or we get money, lots of money, it never fills the hole that's in us, that longing in us. It's like a leaky bucket. It's like having a bucket with lots of holes in the bottom. The more water you pour in, it just pours out the bottom. You can't keep it filled up. You can't fill it up. So we're all in a bit of a mess. Like playing the jelly baby game. We might be having some fun and even winning, but ultimately, we're not satisfied. Now, I love the sea. I love everything about it. I love swimming in it. I love sailing on it. I'm hoping one day my wife will take me on a nice big cruise ship. But I'll dream for that. Because before I met Jesus, my life was a bit like this ship. In the fog. Looked quite impressive. Quite a few floors. Very nice. Lots of people having fun in it. I was doing all right, thanks. But it was surrounded by fog, so I couldn't see where I was going. I was searching for meaning and purpose in my life. Because ultimately, I didn't know who I was. I didn't know where I was going. Now, if you're on a ship and you don't know where you are and you don't know where you're going, it can be pretty dangerous. And looking back over my life, I can see that I was heading for disaster myself. I'm pretty sure that the direction that I was heading on at the time, I would have ended up looking a bit like this. No, not the guy standing on the shore. The ship crashed, holed, keeled over. And when we're separated from God, which is what sin causes us to do, we all end up a bit like this. We're heading for a miserable end. So is there any hope? Well, remember I promised you some good news. Well, this next video, this is the good news.
John 3:16.
For God so loved the world.
The whole world.
Everyone.
Anyone.
That's a lot of people.
That he gave his one and only son.
His only son.
That whoever believes in him
will not perish.
But have eternal
life.
Wow. Wow. It's easy to get over familiar with the words and forget the awesomeness, the tragedy, and the incredible message of this truth that God gave his son for us. Now, some of us might be thinking, well, who's Jesus? He was a man who lived thousands of years ago. How does him dying for us have any relevance to me today? What's that got to do with, you know, my problems? Well, the answer is in the first bit of that message and in the first symbol of the 4 points. It's because God loved us. He loved us so much that he was willing to send his son to die for us. And because God loves us, because he knows us, he knows how to fix our problems. He created us. He knows exactly what's wrong with us. But there's nothing that we can do to earn our way back into God's favor. Now, children, hands up if you've got a brother or sister. Keep your hand up if you never fight or squabble with them. I've got an honesty talk with my daughter to do. And we all have friends that we end up, you know, and partners and things that we end up doing things where we've messed up a bit. What do we do when we mess up? What do our parents make us do, or what do we do when that happens? Do they make us say sorry? I won't ask you adults what you do to make up to your partners, but we restore those relationships, okay? But there's nothing that we can do, because God is perfect. There's nothing that we can do to restore our relationship with God. However, Jesus, by dying, paid the price. His sacrifice of his life has made it all right with God, so that we can come to God and be at one with him again. He's rescued us. So with Jesus, we have our ultimate guide in this life, as well as for eternity. So this is the great news. Okay? And I need one more volunteer. Come on, Lily. Pick a pen. Because this is the third point, that Jesus died for us. So you want to do that symbol, the big cross. Well done. Can we see a hand from the back if you can see that clearly? Well done, you get a sweetie. Well done, Lily. Okay. So that's the good news. But there's one more point, of course.
Yes.
Yeah? Remember the bit about free will and choice that we talked about? Well, when our parents ask us to stop watching the TV now or stop playing on the computer games, they might give us a choice, don't they? They quite often say, why don't you go out and play outside? Or why don't you go and read a book? Or why don't you do something else? Okay, maybe something a bit more constructive after 10 hours on the screen. And we then have a choice, don't we? We can go and do that, or we can go off in a huff and actually say, oh, I can't be bothered. And this is the final point. We need to decide to live for God. Okay, the question mark. We have to make a choice to believe in Jesus and make a choice to receive what he has done for us. So I need another hands up for a volunteer. Go on. Jacob's been sitting there for about 5 minutes with his hand up. Come on. A question mark, nice and big so that everyone can see it. Oh, doing a fancy drawing. Well done. Well done. You're gonna get it. Yeah. Keep having a look. Yeah, yeah. Right the way around. Yeah, you'll be fine. Can we see that at the back? Can you decipher that as a question mark? I saw a hand. There we go. Well done, Jacob. Very good. He was trying to do it fancy, wasn't he? So the question is, have you turned your life over to Jesus? If you haven't already, is there anything stopping you from doing that today? Perhaps you were christened as a child and have gone to church regularly, but you're longing for that relationship with Jesus. Or maybe this is something that's quite new to you, and you're just beginning to understand what Jesus has done for you. And today you might want to take that step of faith to receive the life God has for you. Or possibly you're feeling a bit like that ship on its side, sinking, and you're desperately in need of help. Well, I want to encourage you that today can be the start of a whole new life. And we're all individual, so I can't say how it's going to be for you. But for me, when I met Jesus, it was like the fog in that ship. It all lifted. And I could see where I was going. I could see a better way. And I could start to make better choices in my life. Now, things didn't change overnight. It's a process. It's like trying to turn around a big ship like this. You can put the engines immediately into reverse, but the ship carries on going, doesn't it? It will slow down and then eventually stop, and then it will change direction. And that was really what it was like in my life as well. The ship gradually slows down and comes to halt. And the things in my life, the striving, the needing to impress others, that started to evaporate. My relationship started to improve and still continue to improve. I ended up leaving my job as a management consultant, looking great in the eyes of the world, to live and volunteer at a drug and alcohol rehabilitation home. And I began to understand who I really was, what I was created to do. And that exciting adventure is still unfolding as I start a whole new career. Now, I'm not saying that all my problems disappeared. Far from it. In fact, many of us, when we come to faith, our journey looks a bit like this. And it's pretty scary, getting bashed and knocked about by the waves. But ultimately, we know that we're safe in God's hands, because we know who we are, and ultimately we know where we're going. And so we can start to see the storms as just part of the exciting adventure. It takes a bit of getting used to, though. So don't make a decision to follow Jesus if you're looking for an easy ride. Now, I want to give those of you who are looking to give your life to Jesus an opportunity to do that now. So this is how we're going to do things. The children are just going to return to your parents. Thank you very much. But I think before they do that, I did promise a sweet, didn't I? So if you all want to come up and have one sweet, you can all have one, Cameron, one. Not one handful, one sweet. And then go and grab a seat. Well done. You've been very patient. Well done. Okay. No, you can have one. It's always worth asking, though. Well done. Okay, thank you. And as they return, if we can just stand up, we're just going to say a prayer. And as I lead us in this prayer, if you want to pray this for yourself, just repeat the words in your heart as you're speaking them out to God. And as you, if you want to make that commitment. So let's pray. Dear God, we thank you that you love us. That you want the best for me in this situation. I'm sorry for ignoring you, for turning away and doing things my way. I realize now how I've hurt you, how my sin has hurt others, and I'm sorry. Thank you, Jesus, that you came and took the punishment for my sin. Thank you that you gave your life for me. Please forgive me and help me now as I choose to live only for you. Amen. Okay, please take a seat. And if that is the first time you've prayed that, it's really good to share that with somebody. And so there's a wonderful people who get together at the end of the service over here on your left who can pray for you at the end. If you come up and share with you, you'll recognize them because they'll have one of these tags on with the white lanyards around their neck.
Hello.
Hello, it says. And host team. So they'll be over here. Please do come up and share. We're also running an alpha course, a daytime alpha course starting next month. So if you want to discover more about the Christian faith, I really encourage you to come on that. If you can't make it during the day, we are running one in the new year in the evening. Now, I also have a small gift for everyone here today, okay? And it's a little card with the 4 points on it. So as you leave, you'll all get one of these. And the point is that they don't form a nice, pretty picture on your fridge, or worse, they'll end up in the bin. The point is that you give them away to someone else, okay? And this isn't always easy. So perhaps as you take one and you walk away, you could say a short prayer along the lines of, Jesus, give me an opportunity to just have, to give this to somebody, to talk about what happened this morning, what I heard. And I look forward to hearing stories, testimonies over the next couple of weeks of just how these have perhaps been the step that somebody needs to draw them a little bit closer to God. Okay, now it's one per individual, not one per family. So it's one for everyone, children included. Okay. That is everything that I've got to say today, but I think it would be wonderful if we could just spend just a few seconds now, just in prayer at the end, just committing what we've heard today to God. And as we leave here, going out ready to, with our hearts prepared to share the good news that's for everybody, as that child said in that video. So let's pray. Lord, we have been blessed with the good news. And you want that to be shared with everybody, every child, every adult in this world. And so help us as we leave here to see opportunities, to tell others the good news, the life-transforming opportunity that is available to everyone to receive you as their Savior. Give us the courage to open our mouths, to offer our hands and use our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.